From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended a brief visit to Geneva Monday in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old U.S.-Russian brokered cessation of hostilities weakened by violence in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow made progress in trying to contain the fighting.
Russia and the United States have agreed that there will be additional personnel who will work from here in Geneva on a daily basis, 24/7, in order to try to make sure that there is a better job and a better ability to be able to enforce the cessation of hostilities day to day.
Kerry met Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, who heads to Moscow Tuesday.
Aleppo, in particular, needs to be addressed. 254 victims have been taking place during the last few days. Three hospitals, facilities have been touched. There is no excuse for not finding again, reinvigorating and reinstalling and re-implementing what has been the only strong message the Syrian people have heard from all of us, that it's possible to have talks when finally the cessation of hostilities is reducing the violence on them.
Kerry said an agreement on Aleppo could be announced in coming days. Authorities in Kenya have arrested the owner of a condemned building that collapsed Friday in the capital, Nairobi. The death toll from that accident has risen to at least 21 people. Rescue workers say dozens of people who lived in the apartment complex are still missing, but that hopes are fading of finding more survivors in the rubble. The building, which was close to a river, collapsed following heavy rains that caused flooding and landslides. This is VOA News. There's no sign Monday of a repeat of the mass weekend protest and sit-in by Shia backers of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Baghdad's Green Zone. They were marking a religious festival instead, but Sadr has vowed to return to the site of the central government to press reform and or call for new elections. In Washington Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest remained supportive of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government.
Prime Minister Abadi has demonstrated a commitment to prioritizing a government philosophy that unites the country. You know, that's why the United States has been supportive of his efforts to implement reforms. But ultimately, those reforms need to be responsive to the concerns and priorities of the Iraqi people. That's his top priority. That's why the United States can be supportive of his efforts. But ultimately, it's Prime Minister Abadi listening to the Iraqi people that will make decisions about how to effectively run that country.
Sadr has demanded a government of technocrats replace the current leadership, but political parties have rejected many of Mr. al-Abadi's attempts at reform. A car bomb Monday killed at least 14 people, wounded more than 40 in Baghdad as Shia pilgrims marked the anniversary of the death of a revered 8th-century religious leader. A parked car containing explosives detonated in a southwestern neighborhood. For the first time in nearly 40 years, a cruise ship docked Monday in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations reestablished last year. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami Sunday. Arnold Donald is president of the Carnival Corporation.
We want to thank the Obama administration. We want to thank Cuba for making all this possible. And we're very, very happy to be here with our Fathom brand.
The Adonia will sail to Havana twice a month, although tourist travel to the island remains limited under a U.S. trade embargo that Congress would have to lift. Venezuela's opposition says it's delivered a petition to election authorities calling for a nationwide referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable says it's collected nearly 2 million signatures, more than nine times the number needed to launch the referendum process. Voters in the Midwest U.S. state of Indiana head to the polls Tuesday in the Republican and Democratic presidential primary election. It's a vote seen as crucial to Texas Senator Ted Cruz's effort to keep New York billionaire businessman Donald Trump from securing a first ballot victory as the Republican Party's presidential nominee. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton maintains a comfortable delegate lead over Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. President Obama, marking the fifth anniversary of the killing of al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden, told a cable news audience Monday the decision to hunt him down was a priority, but the mission to carry it out was heavily debated. U.S. Special Forces conducted the operation in 2011 in the military garrison town of Abbottabad, Pakistan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.